Technologic Systems Design presents a toaster running NetBeast. And that here is a very young Jeff Rizzo, who is now one of the NetBeast release engineers. And it was basically this toaster, and it actually toasts bread and whatnot. And it has a little, it's hard to see, it has a little liquid crystal display here. And it has an ARM board running NetBeast on ARM 32-bit. And so it was kind of a bit of a joke, but it sort of emphasizes this, you know, NetBeast runs on all the things. Of course it runs NetBeast, is the slogan. That is kind of, that has for a long time been sort of the sales pitch of NetBeast. Like, you can run it on whatever you want, right? I'm going to ask a mean question here. How relevant is this slogan today? Like, if you look at the list of it's about 60 different architectures or ports that NetBeast supports. And they're split into tier 1 and tier 2 and tier 3. Tier 3 is like life support, so they're basically dead. If you look at the tier 2, a lot of those are kind of retro computing in the year 2020. So you have like Sega Dreamcast, Commodore Amiga. I know there's some Amiga enthusiasts, but like it's 2020. Come on. VBox, like how long has B not been around? The SGI MIPS architecture, how long has SGI not been around? The VAX, right? And I'm gonna say this, and it's a bit harsh to say it, but there is no modern hardware that you can buy